The initial pancake, I got wrong on many levels.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ultimate cook-off. Throughout this challenge, these three chumps will compete against each other to create the most amazing plate of pancakes. I will be judging them at the end based on creativity, flavour and skill. So the question is, who's the biggest pancaker?
Why are you touching my bum?
Pancakes. I started where everybody starts. Google. Turns out there's a lot of crap out there, but I want these fluffy pancakes. I want these pancakes so fluffy, they're fluffier than the fluffiest fluffy kitten you've ever seen. Basically, I'm going to make a stack. There's going to be maple syrup, bacon. No one is going to beat these. Turns out the secret to making the fluffiest pancakes ever is to sieve everything twice. I've taken all of my dry ingredients, sieved them into a bowl, and then sieved that bowl into another bowl, and now I can move on to the wet stuff. Next step is to add buttermilk. Now this is going to create an amazing flavour and an even better texture.
Sugar.
That, look how smooth that is. There is so much air in there. You could, our pancake batter is done. It just needs about 10 minutes to cool in the fridge. In the meantime, I'm going to get on with our toppings, which is going to be the streakiest of streaky bacon. Gonna attempt the epic mealtime weave. I've weaved this bacon better than Queen Latifah weaves her hair. We're going to chuck it into an oven that is as hot as it will go for 10 minutes. But after 5 minutes, I'm going to sprinkle a little bit of maple syrup on top because I'm the boss. The thing cooking shows never show you is the mess that you create. A mess is a perfectly natural part of cooking. So don't let any chef tell you that you're messy, because the best food comes from mess. Make some pancakes, baby. I am happy. I had my test pancakes, they're fluffy, the bacon's looking good, I've got the shape going on, it's now all about the construction. I'm going to get my hard hat on, and there is no way that I can lose.
This pancake recipe is really simple. It's a standard pancake mix, flour, eggs, milk and butter. We're going to mix into one bowl, but we're going to divide it into different colours and start with some pancake art. We're going to take 3 bottles. We only have ketchup and mustard bottles here, but they'll have to do. And the first one, fill it up halfway. Once that one's done, add a little bit of cocoa powder to your mix. I'm going for about a teaspoon. Maybe a bit more. And for the last one, a bit more chocolate. What we're aiming for is 3 different shades of pancake mix. A light, a medium, and a dark one. Now this is the bit where I get my Jackson Pollocks out. Before I start making the pancakes, what does every artist need? They need a canvas. This is expressionist art. There's no real pattern that's going to happen here. I'm not sure what's going to happen. We're going to wait and see. Oh no!
I am not worried. Not even a little bit.
Art! I wouldn't expect you to understand what's going on. Oh! Save it, James. I can save it. Oh no! It's going so wrong! Earlier, I made some vanilla and peanut butter ice cream. A bit more sweetness with some maple syrup, but not too much. We're nearly there, guys. Now, just for a pinch, sea salt. That is cooking. I think we're pretty much there. Just one last touch. No way I'm going to lose this one.
Okay, when I think pancakes, I think seen them all before. Therefore, I want to create something that had never been done before, or at least I haven't found it. Therefore, I'm going to make an internet mashup. It's going to be American pancakes, but it's going to have chunks of cookie dough inside. And I'm going to win. I'm not going to faff about. Standard American pancake recipe. I've got it off the Sorted app. 2 eggs. Pow! 150 milliliters of milk. Whisk those together until combined. Now I've got to mix the dry ingredients in a bowl. Smooth, lump-free, just like my testicles. Now let's cook it.
How long does this take, Mike?
This is going to be easy. Oh! I didn't put anything in it! Don't do that yet. Do this bit. First, we need to make the cookie dough. Now, I am, you know, I'm a considerate kind of guy because I thought you guys internationally may not have safe eggs to eat raw like we do over here. So therefore, I thought, can I create, aka steal, a cookie dough recipe without using raw eggs? And I have, and this is how you make it. You're going to sip your flour and you want to put the bicarbonate of soda and your baking powder in as well. Cube butter, because it's easy to rub, so you chuck that in there and then you smoothly just rub this in. Look at that lovely breadcrumb consistency. Brown sugar goes in. Now you're probably looking at this and thinking, Mike, where does the liquid come in? Well, actually, we're going to add some golden syrup, which is famous in the UK. It's very nice, but if you're in the US, it might be tricky to get hold of and other parts of the world. So use 2 parts of corn syrup to 1 part molasses. And it won't be exactly the same, but it will be good enough and this recipe will taste delicious. And finally, the chopped chips. So I've got my cookie dough and my pancake batter. My pancake batter I put in the middle of a pan at a medium heat. And now I put in tiny little pieces of cookie dough into the pancake as such. I'm going to do this a bunch of times, stack them all together, and then I'm going to pour some toffee sauce all over it. And I've just had a brainwave. I'm going to stick some pretzels, salty pretzels, on the top, and then hopefully we get this beautiful, sweet, salty combination that's going to blow Ben's head off. How can I lose?
Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's bring in the Ebbers.
What we got?
Whee!
What we got?
Whee! Okay. American cookie dough pancakes.
Really?
With a toffee sauce, ice cream, and pretzels.
Pretty presentation, looks good.
Thank you.
What I've done is put chunks of cookie dough in the pancake batter.
I'm not sure any amount of salt outweighs that sugar, but the crunch is good, and uniform pancakes are all the same.
Yeah.
Moving along the line.
In second and third place.
Explain yourself.
Well, you've heard there's a craze at the moment around pancake art.
It is. Very highly searched for on YouTube.
Because it is such a piece of art, I felt it needed framing and signing.
Piece of what?
Piece of art.
Oh, art. Sorry. Misheard.
It's a sugar overload. What I would say is you've gone with the trend. Pancake art is popular. That is...
on trend.
On trend and very good. Nearly as on trend as pretzels.
Nearly.
Key nearly. Word.
Nearly.
Now, these are some of the fluffiest pancakes you will ever taste.
Mm-hmm.
With maple syrup.
Do you taste fluffy?
There is a bacon weave on the top. And we now have some Kentucky bourbon or Kentucky whiskey infused maple syrup.
Because they're so fluffy and full of air, the whiskey has even soaked down to this layer. But do you know what? That is indeed, it has.
Oh, it really has.
But that is in fact one of the fluffiest pancakes I've had for a long time. Do you need 24, 28, 38, however many you've got there? Questionable.
Well, you're going to have to pick a winner.
In third place, and it's quite close, because it has its own individual merit, with texture and salt and sweet combo, but for me, I don't think the pancake was delivering on this one, but it's great. This one, I think, comes in second because it is so out there that I've never seen anything like it before. It's just a shame the pancake doesn't deliver either. This one, it's not perfect for me, but it is the best of the three, and it is a very fluffy pancake.
Well, all's fair.
Based on the skill, it's the classic flavour combo.
However, I do want a chance to justify and redeem myself, so I think we should do these again.
Cool. Yep. Okay. Right. Have another go.
We just going to keep redoing this kind of thing until you win.
Absolutely.
But not always pancakes. You guys need to comment down below and tell us what topic should these three try and come up with next time.
Anything in the world.
If you haven't subscribed, subscribe. Because we do this kind of thing often.
Regularly.
Oh, that's got salt on it.
Yeah. And chilli. I think it's just trying too hard. Oh.